Nolte, Fox News more than triples CNN's collapsing viewership. By John Nolte on February 20, 2020. Even with a Democrat primary in high gear, the USS CNN's ratings are still beyond pathetic. The far-left CNN, a hate network that spreads conspiracy theories and promotes violence against President Trump and his supporters, could not even average a million viewers during the same week New Hampshire came out to vote. Worse still, CNN's chief nemesis, Fox News, annihilated the fake news network in the ratings by averaging more than three times, as many primetime viewers as CNN. Here's the primetime breakdown of average viewers during the week of February 10. Fox, 3.2 million. MSNBC, 1.677 million. CNN, 969,000. As you can see, during the first presidential primary in 4 years, Iowa is a caucus, CNN belly flopped into ninth place, losing to HGTV, TLC, the History Channel, and only barely beating the Hallmark Channel. How is that even possible? Wait, it gets worse. Here's the total day viewership average for that same week. Fox, 1.743 million. MSNBC, 920,000. CNN, 630,000. Seriously, how is it even possible for a cable channel that's currently available in some 85 million homes to attract only 630,000 average viewers throughout the day, especially during the week of the New Hampshire primary? Here's a better question. How is it possible that CNN chief Jeff Zucker, who has not only failed to dig CNN's ratings out of the dirt, but who has forever destroyed the credibility of CNN as a respected brand, still has a job? Numbers this low do not just point to a failure to attract viewers. They point to a flat-out rejection of CNN by the American people. CNN is a joke now, a national punchline. Throughout the country, CNN is shorthand for fake news. This failure and the overwhelming dominance of Fox News has to be especially bitter for a network that has devoted countless programming hours and much of its public identity to attacking and destroying Fox News. CNN is obsessed with Fox, is constantly smearing Fox as dishonest, hysterical, and even dangerous. But here's Fox, not just kicking CNN's pasty fate ass, but rubbing CNN's face in the dirt, kicking in CNN's door, raiding CNN's refrigerator, petting CNN's dog, and seducing CNN's older sister. Compared to this same week last year, Fox is up 27% in total primetime viewers and 18% in total day viewers. Compared to this same week last year, CNN is down 5% in primetime viewers and 9% in total day. The only good news for CNN is that it lost a lower percentage of viewers than MSNBC, which was down 14% in primetime and 15% in total day. Okay, but MSNBC still nearly doubled CNN in total primetime viewers. CNN lost viewers during the week of the New Hampshire primary. How glorious is that? CNN expends all this energy, money, time. CNN is constantly running at 1,000 miles per hour. And for what? No one's listening. No one's watching. No one cares. CNN has no impact on anything anymore. It's just hate porn for a sad, smug, and increasingly small subculture of crybaby conspiracy theorists and bitter sore losers. You tired of winning yet? Yeah, me neither. Follow John Nolte on Twitter @NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.